As I had the opportunity to sit and listen to the previous speakers, it was not lost on me that 15 years ago, the idea that someone would be standing on this piece of pasture land and say that we were welcoming another United States headquarters to the Bryan College Station area might have been a little bit out there. So just move yourself back into, say, the late 1990s. Think about what this piece of dirt looked like, and to realize that today you're standing in a facility that is making a global impact in some of the greatest challenges that the world faces, whether it's pandemic diseases or whether it is viruses that are impacting people around the globe, and it is because of what is happening in this National Center for Therapeutic Manufacturing. That is what you all have been involved with over the course of the last decade, and I cannot tell you how proud I am to have been a partner in this process. There have been a host of individuals who have been recognized here. I want to take a moment and add to that. Obviously, to be with the congressman, to be with John Rainey, our senator, both Senator Ogden and Dr. Schwertner, have both been very helpful and involved with this process as well. But I want to just take a moment and say thank you to some individuals who, the fact is, if it hadn't been for their vision, we wouldn't be here today. One of them is sitting in the very back of the room, Larry Myers. I want to say thank you for being here with us today, and who's looked after Texas A&M's business in Washington, D.C. for, what, at least two-plus decades, and maybe longer than that. But the vision for the Texas Institute of Genomic Medicine, Senator, that we got criticized a little bit for, the idea that Aggies would be involved in putting that much money into mapping the mouse genome, and the criticism that came from those who just by their own, we'll give them a little slack. They didn't understand. They didn't have the vision. They didn't understand what it could be, where it would go. The development of the Texas Institute of Preclinical Studies, and then this facility, and then the multi-billion dollar potential of what BARDA will bring to this area. All of that collectively was the vision of Guy Dietrich and Dr. Brett Dwyer. And I want those two to just take a moment to stand up so that the people in this audience can say thank you to two extraordinary visionaries for not just Texas A&M University and the system, but for the state of Texas and the United States and for the world. Stand up just a moment. Let's say thank you. Thank you. And you always have to have partners. When you have public-private partnerships, you have to have that public sector partner. And we have been blessed in Austin, Texas, to have a couple of great partners over the course of the last 20 years. And one of them is here with us today, who day in and day out, when you could sit down with him, you could explain the vision, and he was there to help us, and that's Senator Tommy Williams. Tommy, thank you for being here and for the service that you have given to not just to Texas A&M. So often people, just because they think you wear the ring, that's the only reason you do it. He does it because he understands the greater good. He understands the concept of being able to have a company like Cognizant coming to College Station to put their United States headquarters here, the contribution that they're going to make to expand the STEM programs across this country, and in turn, the people's lives who are going to be impacted in such a powerful way. And I'm not talking about the potentially, John and I have talked about the literally could be millions of lives with a grand pandemic around the world somewhere because of a vaccine that can be more quickly developed and put into place. Yes, those lives matter. But I'm thinking a little bit closer to home. To the young Hispanic in South Texas, who because of the contribution that this company is going to make to this institution, to schools across this country, across this state, whose life is going to be forever changed. Bill, I thank you for the very powerful message that you brought about the responsibility that we have, whether you're on the Board of Regents at an institution of higher learning or whether you're one of the administrators at a school like this, Dr. Bowen, to make the right decisions about structuring and putting into place the opportunities for young people so that their lives can be better, that they can have the job to take care of their family. Gordon, that's the Texas model. It's what we've been working on here for better than a decade, so that people know they can come here. They can risk their capital. Listen, I know he's not coming just because we have great weather in the Brazos Valley in August. A guy from Saratoga Springs, New York, I'm thinking you're going to come here in August, you're going to say, it's going to be a little hot. But he will share with you, when his employees were asked, will you relocate to Texas? The response was overwhelming. And the response was overwhelming because of what you collectively have done in the last decade plus of making sure that people who risk their capital know that they can keep more of what they work for. And they in turn can hire people who allow families to be better taken care of. That's the great story of Texas over the last 10 plus years. You have helped win the battle in people's minds about where is the great places to live in America. This company was chosen by Forbes as one of the 25 fastest growing companies, Fast Tech 25 as they refer to. Fortune's all-star fastest growing companies. Because they want to be in an environment that allows them to continue on that track. They could have been anywhere in the United States. They chose Texas. Specifically, they chose the Bryan College Station area. This fits a pattern that has been going on now for almost a decade. And Tommy, it goes back to people like you who had the courage when there were people who were saying we can't reduce spending, we have to go raise taxes on people like Gordon. And you said no. We truly believe that if we'll act like the private sector as best we can and not raise taxes, not put regulatory burden, have a legal system that does not allow for oversuing, that the growth that will come and follow that will be extraordinary. It's not theory anymore. It's in practice in Texas. And people are moving here in record numbers. Companies are seeing the future of their employees, their products, and they are coming to Texas. The people that I have pointed out today bring out the best in this state. Whether you're producing a new vaccine that can save lives around the world, whether it's building the first smartphone assembled in the United States in Fort Worth, Texas, or you're a global leader in information technology and building consulting, as what Mr. Coburn's company does. That is what the Texas of the 21st century is really all about. I'm proud to have been a partner working with these individuals over the course of the last decade plus. Hopefully, as we go forward, they're going to mean new contributions to the state of Texas. They're going to bring fresh ideas. they are going to be a stronger company. And for the hundreds of Texans that are going to be hired over the next 3 years, it's going to be a better life for their families, more stability for their families, more educational opportunities for their children, and a stronger community of which to raise those families. Today, Cognizant is investing in the future of Texas on a lot of different levels. I want to say thank you. I want to congratulate you and say through you, may God continue to bless the great state of Texas. Thank you.